From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansas Songs.
I'm doing it right, I'm dynamite. I'm doing it right, I'm dynamite. Just light my fuse and hold on tight. And the night's been cold, everything you told me, another little long to fight. Miss me and the king, I'll try to slip you in between. If you have to wait in line as well, with time to begin right under the wire.
Dan Hicks was born December 9th, 1941, in Little Rock. Part of an Air Force family, Hicks grew up in Santa Rosa, California, and drummed in high school bands. He performed skits and parodies on local radio and pursued a degree in broadcasting at San Francisco State, from which he graduated in 1965. Hicks eventually joined the Charlatans, one of the Bay Area's first psychedelic bands. Although the Charlatans issued only one single during its existence, the group proved influential throughout the San Francisco musical scene, in which the late 1960s became the soundtrack to the burgeoning hippie movement. In 1968, Hicks formed Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks as an acoustic opening act for the Charlatans. Soon, the new band became his primary project.
Some folks say when you fall in love, you lose your appetite.
With the Lickettes, a pair of female backing vocalists, and his fondness for old jump blues music and humor, Dan Hicks didn't fit the psychedelic mold. The group issued its debut in 1969. Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks issued three more albums in the early 1970s, Where's the Money, Striking It Rich, and Last Train to Hicksville.
Time to roll over, see what other tricks you got. Time to move over, let the new guy take a shot. Strike it while it's hot, cause later there might not be any room for thought.
1973's Last Train to Hicksville was the best-selling album yet from Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks. The group toured internationally, and Hicks appeared on The Tonight Show with Johnny Carson and on the cover of Rolling Stone magazine. Yes, things were going great for Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks until they broke up. 5 years later, the Pulaski County native released his first solo album called It Happened One Bite. It was the soundtrack to an uncompleted feature by animator Ralph Bakshi, best known for the film Fritz the Cat. Bakshi's movie was never completed. Hicks nearly went so underground himself.
'Cause the piano.
It was another dry 15 years for Dan Hicks fans until 1994's Shootin' Straight was issued, live with a new band called the Acoustic Warriors. In the year 2000, over two decades after the group's dissolution, the reclusive Hicks reformed the Hot Licks and issued an album called Beatin' the Heat. With decades as a musician behind him but only a handful of sometimes hard-to-classify albums, Dan Hicks has not blazed the charts. But he's gotten around, and in the process, he's become something of a cult figure. His 2000 comeback featured peers like Tom Waits and Bette Midler and acolytes like Elvis Costello and Brian Setzer. Alive and Lickin' arrived a year later, and the swing beats, rapid-fire jive humor, and the Lickettes were still intact. I've never tried to copy, Hicks has said. I've always tried to phrase things originally. Here in its entirety is Little Rock native Dan Hicks and I Scare Myself with Ricky Lee Jones, from the 2000 return of Dan Hicks and the Hot Licks.
I scare myself. us are different when we're together.
I'm oh so, so much better. I feel better.
For the stars have crossed our paths forever.
Rock native Dan Hicks and his Hot Licks with Ricky Lee Jones and his own remake of I Scare Myself from 2000. It's another song of Arkansas. From Little Rock, I'm Stephen Cook with Arkansongs.
Arkansongs is a production of Experiment Station Studios. Producer is Keith Merckx. Arkansongs since 1998.
You've been listening to the Lowell Thomas Award-winning travel show Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer, a featured podcast on NPR.org's podcast directory. Produced by California Central Coast NPR affiliate KCBX. You are invited to subscribe to Journeys of Discovery with Tom Wilmer on NPR.org, NPR One, iTunes, Stitcher.com, and more than 20 other podcast channels around the world. Our associate producers include Rebecca Nolan, Newfoundland, Canada, Kim Schneider from Michigan, and Steve Cook, contributing from Little Rock, Arkansas, host of Arkansongs on NPR affiliate KUAR.